This is Akashvani, the news read by Purnima Samant Kadakoti. Thirty-nine ministers were inducted into the Council of Ministers of BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra today. These include 33 cabinet ministers and 6 ministers of state who were sworn in at a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Nagpur. Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly inducted ministers. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar were also present on the occasion. The cabinet ministerial berths, BJP tops the tally with 16 cabinet ministers and 3 ministers of state, while Shiv Sena got 9 cabinet berths and 2 ministers of state. Nationalist Congress Party's 8 cabinet ministers and 1 minister of state took oath. The prominent ministers include BJP's state president Chandrasekhar Bhavankule, BJP's Shivendra Singh Bhonsle, Nitesh Rane, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Rathod, and NCP's Narahari Jhirwal and Hassan Mushrif. The Maharashtra cabinet also includes 4 women ministers, BJP's Pankaja Munde, Madhuri Misal, Meghna Bordikar, and Nationalist Congress Party's Aditi Tadkare. The week-long winter session of the Maharashtra Assembly will begin from tomorrow at Nagpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, focused on the evolution and implementation of Common Development Agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Chief Secretaries Conference is a vital platform for collaboration between the centre and states to boost good governance." He said during the conference, the discussions were focused on furthering growth, ensuring effective governance, and enhancing service delivery to citizens. Prime Minister Modi said the meeting also focused on how to boost infrastructure and leverage technology for better governance. The aim of the conference was to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief Secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, attended the conference. Legendary tabla maestro Zakir Hussain passed away today. He was 73. In a statement, Hussain's manager Nirmala Bachani said that the maestro was battling blood pressure-related problems. Earlier, Zakir Hussain had been admitted to a hospital in San Francisco after experiencing heart-related problems. Ustad Zakir Hussain was born on March 9, 1951 in Mumbai. As the eldest son of the illustrious tabla player Allah Rakha, he was naturally drawn towards music from a very young age. He completed his primary education from St. Michael's High School in Mahim, Mumbai, and later graduated from St. Xavier's College and further solidified his foundation in music and academics. Hussain married Antonia Minicola, a Kathak dancer and teacher. They have 2 daughters, Anisa Qureshi and Isabel Qureshi. Hussain received the Padma Shri, one of the country's highest civilian honours, in 1988, the Padma Bhushan in 2002, and the Padma Vibhushan in 2023. 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, had approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill recently to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. President Draupadi Murmu today attended an at-home reception at Army House in New Delhi on the eve of Vijay Diwas. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi were among those present on the occasion. In women's under-19 T20 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a massive 9-wicket win over arch-rivals Pakistan in their opening Group A match at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Opting to bat first, Pakistan were restricted to 67 for 7 in 20 overs. In replying, chasing a meagre total of 68 runs, India overhauled the target in just 7.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.